Myth number two, you need to start small. Big deals are too risky. There is nothing wrong with starting small. Perhaps you're thinking about buying a $250,000 single-family home and making it into a rental property, or even a $320,000 duplex. But why rule out a $2 million 50-unit building? Believe it or not, any of these properties are within your reach. Of course, right now you're thinking, no way, I can't afford a $2 million mortgage. And to that I say, you may be right, but you don't have to be able to afford it. Here's why. Mortgages on smaller properties, like single-family homes, are almost always guaranteed through the buyer's own personal earning potential and wealth. You may be surprised to learn that larger investment property loans are secured by the asset itself. In other words, instead of the $2 million building riding on your own wealth, it is riding on its own valuation. This is already less risk to you. Let's look at the previous example. The condo I purchased for $116,000 with a $20,000 out-of-pocket down payment was 100% my responsibility from mortgage to management. The $9 million project that I owned 10% of for no out-of-pocket cost was actually less risky because I had no cash invested and the property was professionally managed. The other property was mine, all mine, for better and for worse. 5 years later, I sold the condo for $121,000, a gain of $5,000. Recently, we refinanced the 182-unit building, which we had owned less than a year. Its newly appraised value was $11.3 million, more than $2 million above what we paid for it. And since I own 10% of the project, I made over $200,000 in less than a year. A testament to the power of buying and managing right and managing well. This example also demonstrates risk related to valuation. When you buy a house or a condo and rent it out, appreciation of the property rests solely on the appreciation of the surrounding neighborhood. By contrast, appreciation in a commercial property, like apartment buildings, is based on the cash flow of the property itself. The more money it makes, the more the property is worth. Now you're in control. Manage your property right, and you'll increase the value. Manage it wrong, and the value will stay the same or go down. Another way larger properties are less risky relates to occupancy. When a single-family home is rented, it's 100% occupied. When it is empty, it is 100% vacant, and you are covering the mortgage out of your pocket in its entirety. In a larger property, even an 8-unit building, if one resident leaves, you still have 7 residents paying rent. Your exposure related to occupancy is greatly reduced the more residents you have. Myth number three, you can flip your way to success or get rich quick with no money down. Many people think that flipping property, in other words, buying it and quickly turning around and selling it for more than you paid for it, is the way to grow wealth. The people who believe strongly in this have been lucky enough to make money this way. But in my opinion, this is like day trading in the stock market. It isn't easy, and it is very risky. No money down is another way of saying that a property is 100% financed. In no money down deals, you'll be paying higher interest rates, have higher loan costs, and have virtually no money to improve the property or repair it should something break. With this model, you are banking on the property appreciating to make money rather than improving the operations of the property and making money through increased cash flow. Let's hope the market is high-flying because you'll be banking on external factors being just right. Appreciation, as you'll see in great detail later, is only in your control when you've improved cash flow. As you might have guessed, I don't believe in $0 down, and I don't believe in flipping property. Even in the example where I personally put no cash down on the $9 million apartment building in Sun City, we as an investment team put $2 million down. I believe that buying and holding income-generating assets like rental properties is how you build wealth. You may say, but I need the capital gain, the additional equity I made on this property to buy a second bigger rental property with more units. That means I have to sell the first one. In my experience, this just isn't true. What you need is a second investment deal that makes sense that you can bring to investors. They will help you raise the down payment on the second property, and you will reward them as the investment makes money. We recently finished construction of a 208-unit property located in Goodyear, Arizona, which cost us $13.8 million to build. Upon completion, it appraised for $16.3 million. We have received numerous offers to sell this property, and brokers were standing in line for the listing. As tempting as it was to walk away after 2 years' work with $2.5 million in cash, we did not sell it. The problem is one of taxation. Had we taken the $2.5 million gain, we would have been forced to place that money back into the market to avoid a pretty hefty $750,000 tax payment. If you want the money out, you don't need to sell. You refinance the property and pull out what equity you can to put the money into another investment. In the case of the 208-unit property, we will refinance and we will use the equity that we pulled out of the property to pay back our investors with interest. It's a great system, and best of all, you still own the property. You continue to receive cash flow from the building in the form of rent, and as the building appreciates, you can refinance and take the gain tax-free again.